We begin, though, by talking real estate. We're in a bull market. We are still experiencing some pretty significant challenges for the housing market here in Orange County. We are joined now to talk about all of that and more by Desiree Goldman. You know her here on WCHL, real estate expert with RE/MAX Winning Edge, who is celebrating 20 years of experience in the Chapel Hill market, and also sponsors From House to Home, which you hear Monday, Wednesday, Friday right here on WCHL. But Desiree joining us here in the studio. Thanks for being here and congratulations on 20 years.
Thanks, Aaron.
So tell us about, first of all, the Chapel Hill real estate market in the last 20 years. We've seen a lot of change, a lot of growth, a lot of sort of transition and transformation of our community. How is that reflected on the Chapel Hill real estate market? What is it like today versus, God, 1998 was 20 years ago.
Oh, my God. I was looking back because I thought it was like, oh, this is a really good period of time to kind of do a reflection. And so that was, I was around when Southern Village was just starting.
Oh, nice.
I mean, to kind of, you know, to make a visual picture of what it was like. So my first sale, if I remember, it was a Kensington Trace condo for $78,000.
Nice, nice.
You know, I think the contracts back then were maybe 4 pages and now they're 13 pages. We did
with
not,
room to grow,
with
right?
With room to grow, and we had nothing about mineral rights or worrying about fracking or selling those kinds of, separate from selling a home. That was not part of the contract, which all of that is now an everyday item in our contract. So I picked a few numbers because I thought it would be really interesting kind of see. In 1998, and I'm going to talk, and these numbers are all from the Triangle MLS, so I'm using apples to apples, just the Chapel Hill Carrboro School District. Mm-hmm. So in 1998, we had 177 single-family homes that sold for under $200,000.
Okay.
In 2017, we had 15.
That many, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
I've looked in the housing market recently in Chapel Hill. It's hard to find.
It is hard to find, and that shows you.
Wow.
In 1998, there were 77 homes that sold for over $400,000 and up to $1 million, and one home that sold for over $1 million.
Okay.
In 2017, there were 317 homes over $400,000 and 23 homes over $1 million.
Wow.
So that kind of tells us what's happened with the market. And you know, it's about our market, and it's also what's happening nationally. We do have, especially after the recession, we had 5 years of no homes being built. Now, our Orange County has been on the slow growth, no growth anyways. You know, just to give you an idea, in 2017, in our Chapel Hill Carrboro School District, there were only 40 new construction single family homes. Hard to grow as a community with that shortage of growth, and 77 in the Orange County school districts. So we've always been smaller, which is in keeping control of the size, but it has created some new issues that we're seeing for the first time. Used to be, and it still is, people move here for the schools. We still are the number one school district in the state, which is great. There used to be a lot bigger disparity between our school district and the others, and what's happened is the other school districts have gotten better.
So people aren't paying the extra money
people
to move to Chapel Hill Carrboro.
They don't have to pay.
Right.
They don't have to pay in the same way. We still believe in the public school district, and we're the best school district, and we make sure all our schools are good. That can't be said for other school districts that have a few good schools. So there is still a difference, but the question is, will people pay the premium? The other thing is we have the oldest inventory. Most, our average age, our homes are in the 1980s. And it's gotten very much where people is like, move to Chatham, get a house, half the property taxes, brand new home. Good schools.
Yeah,
nothing
wrong
with the schools at all.
I mean, I drive from Durham to University Place every day. Yeah,
exactly.
Half for 2 years.
So I mean, so that's something that we need to pay attention to a little bit more. And we're in a bull market, and there's like you don't want to confuse brilliance with a bull market. So you talk to most realtors, and everybody's going to say, "Oh, the market's great. It's booming, I'm so busy." But that's not usable action or useful information for the home, owner here in Chapel Hill Carrboro. So what I'd like to do is what's useful is when things are good and we're still lagging in the market, let's look at what can we do? What if the market goes down? How would it affect us? Now, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I'm just saying this is how I look at things. I have a philosophical perspective, you know, the Japanese word kaizen, constant improvement.
Yes.
So I'm looking for where is there improvement. Where we have improvement is in updating and renovating our homes. That if you think about it, we have a lot of deferred maintenance. That's the number one thing. Even if you're not selling your home, look at doing a major project once a year.
So you're talking about someone who's maybe looking to sell your home or potentially down the road.
Even if you're not selling your home, that instead of waiting to, it's like, oh, I just got a job offer, I'm going to move, and now I realize I need to update my kitchen before I put it on the market. You don't have the time. You've just added the stress trying to find the people to do the work. That's not the best time to do it.
You can do it before you're thinking about
have
selling.
Have it beforehand
and
enjoy it.
And then you enjoy this nice new kitchen.
And then you enjoy it.
Yep.
So it's really important, especially with our older properties, that they are updated to a certain degree, at least staged and presented in a proper way. And it takes a little more work. You know, they're not the quick, easy sales of going down to a brand new construction home.
Yep.
So some people wait till they get to the, repair requests and a home inspection to find out that their house has some issues. I wouldn't wait. It's like, you know, in fact, everybody go take a look in your crawl space.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
If you've
got water down there, take a look now. You know, if you've not had if you don't have a termite bond, you have your termites. These are the things that show up every time in houses that are not being well taken care of. If you know of a leak and it's just been sitting there, it's creating a bigger problem. It's the old pay me now or pay me later.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the things that's really important is getting your home in a situation so that it can sell at its highest price. And most people don't want to take on a big fixer-upper project.
And that's good. And it's important to stress, that's good advice anytime. That's good
anytime.
Advice if you're thinking about putting your house on the market or not, either way, because eventually you will, right?
Right. Eventually you will, and that way you're not adding to the stressors of doing it right at the same time of trying to move. And you're adding value to your home over time rather than having to plunk a huge, pile of money all at the same time.
And particularly important, I think, and I know this is something that you've already stressed here, and I've heard you speak before and I've spoken to you in the past, like this is a significant issue for Orange County, the age of the housing stock. So people who own homes in Orange County, they're owning 30, 40-year-old homes where you need those updates on a regular basis.
Right, right. And it's also, we need to be able to express to the buyers who don't understand. It's like, oh, I know you're looking at that, huh? You see that nice big lot? Well, we have these things called resource conservation districts and neighborhood conservation districts and many different things that you can't just look at a home, and that's why I never have to worry that people are just going to instant buy on Zillow.
Yep.
Because it's like, you go right ahead and you buy that Chapel Hill home without having any idea about what you can actually do. Oh, you think you can put a deck on the back of that home? Maybe.
Yeah.
And you need somebody who can explain that. But also, I found it's like I almost feel like a GC, is that I have to look at each home by its possibilities, not just for what it is. And that might mean, being able to say to a buyer, this home, yes, you could expand a bathroom. Yes, you can add the closet. When this home is functionally obsolete, it's not gonna be in your best interest. And so there's a big looking at what's the good money versus bad money and taking on some projects. And certainly anybody who's interested in some advice, I'd be happy to get that. And with me, you get a pretty unvarnished, blunt assessment that is useful rather than it's like, oh, it's fabulous. And then you wonder why, it's not selling.
All of a sudden it's not fabulous.
And the other problem is, especially because of the triangle, everybody knows it's a hot market. It's a hot market. So if a home sits on the market for 2 weeks, people are like, what's wrong with it?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's not helpful. It's not helpful to the buyer or to the seller. And you have to educate the buyers that might be an unreasonable. But it is in the psyche. So it's even more important that we're really having the homes be shown in a way that gives it its best opportunity right from the front, right up front, so that it's not sitting a long time on the market.
Speaking with Desiree Goldman again, celebrating 20 years of experience in the Chapel Hill market and talking about that experience today. So a lot of that is advice for sellers, for buyers who are looking to buy in 2018. I know one piece of advice that you have for them is buy earlier this year than later, right? Because interest rates are likely to go up.
Well, I mean, interest rates are definitely going up. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know what the time frame is, but they are. The other thing is right now, you know, we don't have a lot of inventory, so it makes it hard to buy. But on the other hand, if you can find something, we also don't have seven other people trying to, you know, compete with you. Once you hit spring, it gets a little nutty, you know, and there's, and so
that's
you
why they
just,
call it March Madness, right?
It's March Madness in real estate because you've just got many more people coming here. And we are a positive job growth area, and that is the part of the bull market part. We are, you know, the whole triangle is a positive job growth. So we have people that are still coming from California who think our prices are reasonable. You know, people from New York, Westchester County, you know, Chicago, they even our taxes are still acceptable.
Yeah. I moved here from New Jersey and oh my God, what you can get here versus there.
So there's, you know, so it's all everything in the real estate market. But, you know, nationally, there is a housing shortage. Mm-hmm. Nationally, we have a labor shortage. I can tell you the builders here are scrounging for good people to do the work, so it's difficult. I have found that it's easier, you know, when I'm working up in Orange County and people want land, it's easier to find a house that needs some renovations to it than trying to find a raw piece of land and then you build a house on. Mm-hmm. That actually you can do better financially by finding something and then doing an addition than I can't find you a house that you can find a good piece of land and build and stay under $500,000. But I can find you something that already has something on it that can be with a little work. So it's finding, knowing, having really good people to work is one of my strengths is I've got that list of ones that I can trust because everything that I'm, you know, come up, it needs something. Mm-hmm. And that's really, you know, to look at your home from an objective perspective. And like I said, whether you're selling this year or not doesn't matter. And for the buyers, you want to get pre-approved and local lenders. Let me tell you, I don't like looking at Quicken, you know, because I don't know if Quicken sent, you know, or some online loan, if they really qualified them or if they just ran some numbers and said, yeah, sure, you can buy this. But I know the local lenders and like Corporate Investors that does the house, the home. You know, I know these local lenders, they really look at the people and they have a much better relationship with their clients. And that helps when the buyer is putting a pre-approved letter with an offer, with a local lender, with an experienced agent. That helps it get a little higher up into the list of, you know, of which one the seller is going to choose.
I want to keep talking with you forever, but we got to wrap up already. Where can people find out more about you?
DesireeGoldman.com.
DesireE.
Yes.
Yep.
And also RE/MAX Winning Edge right here on Franklin Street for 20 years. And I'm really grateful for this community. It's been great for me. I've raised two children here and sent two kids through college.
Awesome. DesireeGoldman.com. Go there and find out more. And again, RE/MAX Winning Edge right on Franklin Street. Desiree, congratulations. Thank you so much.
Thank you.